welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Nita, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 10th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, the holiday season is in full bloom, and this is a friendly reminder to all of you businesswomen out there that it's still not too late to send those special offers via email to your customers, friends, and family. So you might want to also make a list of, you know, perhaps 20 to 30 people that you can actually call and let them know what you've got going on in the way of specials and discounts. It's also a good way to break the ice and just to remind them because, you know, email is changing these days, and sometimes individuals are going to see information come through the email, and sometimes they'll say they don't see anything. So knowing that, it's important that we go back to some of the traditional methods of marketing, such as calling techniques, and making sure that we keep our customers, our clients informed. So I just want to remind you that don't procrastinate. Don't sit there and do a lot of negative self-talking and say to yourself, well, December has already started and I'm not going to do anything. No, pick yourself up. Go ahead and create a quick offer on a product or service that you have. And don't forget, it's all about relationships. So that's why I recommended you calling 20 to 30 individuals as well. So I want to encourage you to do that this week. I don't want you to procrastinate on it, and I want you to push forward and move forward with that. We have a very special guest today as we kick off our Wise Woman series. And today, we're blessed to have with us Alicia Cole, businesswoman, actress, speaker, and survivor of necrotizing fasciitis, better known as the man-eating flesh disease. Now, a little bit later, you're going to learn how Alicia used her near-death experience to help others and how she's transformed her life and gained so much wisdom along the way. I'm just so proud and so honored to have her. So stay tuned because you're going to hear an incredible story. You're going to gain a lot of wisdom from a woman who has lived a lot of challenges over this last few years and survived, but not only survived, she's thrived to tell about it. So now is really a great time for you to flash over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, someone that you know needs encouragement. They need inspiration. Perhaps they've been going through trials. Perhaps they've had a lot of obstacles, and they just need to hear something positive that's going to help them push through their week and make some things happen. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number to the show is 347-637-2589. Now, for those of you listening online, please share the show on the social network. You know, one of the things that I think is so fantastic about technology is that we don't have to wait to get someone information through the U.S. Postal System, but we can actually and literally email them or blast something out, and in minutes, and I mean literally minutes, they can be on their way to seeing what you're saying and dial in. So make sure that you go ahead and share information about what's happening today on Successful Woman Radio. It's about 12:04 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and today we've got a very special show for you as we kick off our Wise Woman series, and we're so blessed to have our featured guest, actress Alicia Cole, who is going to be sharing her most incredible story of despair to triumph, of how she has not only survived but thrived, a disease that almost took her life, and I am just so honored that she's going to be with us today. So this is something where you're definitely going to want to have a pen and paper, because you are going to learn some things, maybe some wisdom principles that you will be able to put together in your own life. So I want to encourage you to make sure that you stay on the whole show, but also go ahead and share the show with some other people. We've got additional things in our lineup for you today as well. You know, first of all, let me just say this. I have been spending a lot of time this last few weeks working on my business strategy, and I'm so excited about all of the new programs that are being planned for Women About Biz. And I want to ask you a question. What about you? Are you working on your business or your organization strategy for 2013? You know, for the last 2 to 3 months, I have been mentioning this on the show and how important it really is for you to have a strategy, to know what you need to jumpstart with starting in January. And I've also explained how important it is not to wait until the last minute to create your strategy. The more time you take to develop your strategy and to do some research, the better prepared you are, the more seeds you sow into your success for 2013. But I don't want you to get discouraged and say, well, it's too late. 2013 is already here, so I'm just going to have some fun in December and wait till January to do my strategy. If that is your mindset, shame on you, because if you've been listening to Successful Woman Radio, you know that I am all about encouraging you to be very proactive in your life. And so at this time, I want to encourage you right now to commit to having your strategy developed for the rest of this month. It is not too late. And because of that, I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 ways to get your strategy started. Now, for those of you who are in the Her Business Strategy program, I know that I've received so many positive feedback from you via email, but I've also received a lot of questions from you as well, and know that in the coming weeks, all of those questions are going to be answered. The most important thing that all of you need to remember is that a successful businesswoman, she is proactive in everything that she does. She takes action in everything that she does, and she makes sure that she is sowing seeds into her success early on. She doesn't wait to the last minute to do things. And so because all of us on the show today want to be successful, we need to make sure that we find that special place within our innermost soul that is going to drive us, that is going to help us to get to the next level. Find that one central focus point that will help you to push forward. Because at the end of the day, ladies, at the end of the day, it's all about accomplishing your dreams and your goals. It's all about feeling accomplished. It's all about you knowing and literally living in testimony that you have the power to achieve anything that you set your mind to and that you take action to. So stay tuned for those 5 ways. Also, we've got a great teleclass coming up on Wednesday, December 19th. I want to tell you about that. It's called It's Time for My Success, so you'll learn about that. And again, coming soon, you will hear Alicia Cole, actress, businesswoman, speaker, advocate for patient care. You're going to hear her tell her incredible survival story and the wisdom she's gained and the wisdom that she uses in running her organization, her everyday life, and in blessing and sharing with others. So you're going to hear that very, very soon. So, again, it's not too late to literally get on a second phone line, just flash over to a clear line, and let someone that you know who needs to be inspired, they need to know that they're not by themselves and experiencing obstacles, challenges. And, you know, the cliche that we hear so many times is that, you know, I thought my problems were bad until I hear someone else's. Well, that's really true. A lot of the times we don't realize that what we're dealing with is nothing in comparison to others and so forth. So we have to keep in mind that we are are going to gain wisdom from other people if we open up and allow ourselves to hear their incredible stories. And that's what this Wise Woman series is all about. It's about tapping into the wisdom principles of other women who have had many challenges and obstacles in their way, but, hey, they searched within and found their inner power, their inner strength, and they pushed forward. And that's what this series is all about. So you're going to want to stay tuned for the rest of December as we bring you each Monday, leading all the way up to Christmas, a woman who is wise in her own words, in her own way, simply because she has dealt with some serious challenges and she has survived to tell others and to bless others. So that's just absolutely wonderful. So, again, it's not too late to share with someone that you know information about the show so that they, too, can get inspired. And, you know, I get emails all the time from people telling me how inspiring the show really is and how it has changed their lives. Coming up in 2013, we will be celebrating 5 years of the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I feel so very, very blessed. And, you know, out of all of the things that I do, I really love the show because I can reach out and I can share not only my wisdom, but the wisdom of others as well. Well, before we do anything else, I have a very important question for you. Those of you who are frequent listeners know what I'm getting ready to ask you, and that is, have you had a chance to do some joy pampering? Did you joy pamper this past weekend and last week? Well, I want to remind you that joy is your responsibility. That's right. It's your responsibility to receive and to bring joy in your life each and every day. And how do you do that? Well, you simply decide to take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, make you appreciate life, make you want to have that warm feeling of satisfaction. You know, it gives you that warm fuzzy. It can be the smallest and the most simple of things, but it brings you joy. So, ladies, I want to encourage you to joy pamper every single day. And for those of you that are new to the show, let me just define what joy pampering is for you. Joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. And so, again, I want to encourage you to find your joy and to hold on to it. And right behind that is the no excuses rule. Many of you have also been emailing and giving testimonies about how you have been holding yourself accountable with the no excuses rule. And exactly what is that? Well, guess what? It means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and the frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and moving forward in your life and business. And you know what? We are going to literally hear the no excuses rule in action today as we listen to our featured guest, Alicia Cole, who is going to share with us her incredible survival story. So stay tuned because that is coming up very, very soon. So I want to encourage everyone to embrace that rule of pushing forward, not making any excuses. And, you know, someone asked me, well, Trina, there really are valid excuses. I said, well, I understand there are valid excuses, but the whole purpose of the no excuses rule is that even things that are valid excuses, you won't allow them to hold you back. You see, sometimes there are things that occur to us that we have no control over, and they could be considered a valid excuse. But guess what? That is no reason. That is absolutely no reason to allow it to hold you back. And that's no excuse for you to just sit back and let it happen to you. Absolutely not. So you're going to push forward and say to yourself that I will not accept excuses for why I have not accomplished my dreams and my goals. I am going to push forward regardless of all of the obstacles and challenges that come my way. So I want to encourage you to not allow anything to get in your way of making things happen for the rest of this month and for 2013 and moving forward. Very, very important. Now, you can learn more about the No Excuses Rule on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. Just go to our blog and you can read all about it. And I want to let you know about a very special teleclass that I've developed coming up on Wednesday, December 19th, and this is a part of our Lunch and Learn series at Women About Biz. It's called It's Time for My Success. I have a question for you. Have you been saying to yourself that 2013 is your year and nothing is going to hold you back from reaching new levels of success with your life and business? If so, ladies, did you know that it will take more than positive thinking to make it happen? I invite you to join me for a very informative teleclass on Wednesday, December 19th at 12 noon Eastern Time as I share principles and techniques that are going to help you to achieve your dreams and goals. Now, here's what you'll learn. You're going to learn why the technique of visioning is so priority in your life. You're going to learn techniques to gain mental wealth, moving past fear and on to courage, factual beliefs that will positively change your life, changing your circle of influence, and I'm going to give you three things that you can do to see incredible changes in your life overnight. No joke, literally, three things that you will be able to do right away that you'll be able to see changes in your life overnight. And I'm talking about positive, life-changing results overnight. So I want you all to make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com and in the top red menu bar, click on events and from there to teleclasses and make sure that you register for this information-packed teleclass. It's Time for My Success coming up on Wednesday, December 19th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Well, ladies, the time has come for something very, very special, and I want to encourage all of you to get ready to take notes, to get ready to gasp, and to just literally be amazed at someone that I consider one of the most important people in my life, and that's Alicia Cole, one of my dear friends, and I'm just so honored to have her on the show today. I want to read her bio to you. And, you know, again, you are going to be amazed. Businesswoman, actress, speaker, and patient safety advocate, Alicia Cole is a survivor of multiple hospital-acquired infections, including necrotizing fasciitis. Her two-day hospital stay for fibroids removal turned into six additional surgeries, near amputation of her leg, and 6 years of aftercare and rehabilitation. While still in ICU fighting for her life, Alicia vowed to make a difference. She co-sponsored and lobbied successfully for passage of two California state laws for patient safety and public reporting of infection rates and is a voting member of Governor Brown's HAI Advisory Committee, a program, okay, that is helping others to become aware of how important it is to have patient safety. She has become a tireless advocate for patient safety, and today Alicia shares her story with healthcare professionals everywhere around the nation so that they might learn her case. Her incredible journey has been featured on ABC's 2020, The Doctors, and Fox News. She has been profiled in Health Magazine, Consumer Reports, and the Los Angeles Times, and today she is being featured on Successful Woman Radio. Alicia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning or good afternoon there on the East Coast.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good morning to you as well. And Alicia, I'm just so excited about you being on the show today. I've got goosebumps, you know, because this is something that I have wanted to do for a long time, and the spirit just really moved me when I thought about a wise woman. I thought about you and having you on the show. So thank you. Thank you ahead of time for all the blessings that I know that you're going to give us today.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and congratulations on 5 years coming up. That's wonderful. And, you know, it just shows what you can do when you have an idea, a vision, a dream, and then you take the steps to make it happen. And look, here you are 5 years later. So congratulations to you. I can't imagine how many women you have helped and encouraged and blessed over this five-year period. So I wish you continued success on this.
Thank you so very, very much. Now, I want to get right to your story from despair to triumph and what happened to you. Because I know, of course, I lived in California for several years, and I used to see you all over the billboards. I've seen you on 90210, on General Hospital. I've just seen you on so many series and commercials, and so of course, a lot of other people have as well. And so we were all just literally devastated to hear what occurred in your life. So please tell your story.
Well, it started in 2006. And as you said, I've been fortunate enough to make a living as an actor. I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild, and I've been a working actor since 1994. Wow, time flies, and I'm only 18.
Yeah, it does.
I'm only 18. No, but I was having a banner year. I mean, I was working a lot. I had three national commercials that were running. I was playing a nurse on a nighttime soap. Well, it was short-lived, but I was playing a nurse on that show. I had a campaign running. It was the fight against childhood obesity, and I played a doctor, actually, in that campaign. And it was just a really busy time. My career was going strong, and I had been having some issues with fibroids. So I said, I went to the doctor to get checked out, and the doctor said these really do need to come out. And I thought, well, I'll have them out in August because I can be recovered in, 2 weeks and be ready for the start of my busy season in September and October.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor told me everything would be fine. I've always been an athlete all my life. I've been very active in sports and never been sick a day in my life. And outside of heavy cramps, all I ever had was a mammogram and pap smear and acupuncture for my cramps.
Okay.
So I asked my doctor, what should I do? I'm nervous. Never had any kind of surgery or anything, and he said, Alicia, I just need you to be in the best shape that you can. You're in wonderful shape, and just think of your stomach muscles as a piece of steak. The firmer your muscles are when I cut into them, the faster they mend back together. So I said, okay, I've got that, and I trained for my surgery the same way I did when I did the LA Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went into the hospital on August 15th of 2006, and I was supposed to be in for 2 days. Well, that 2 days turned into 2 months, a month in the ICU, six additional surgeries, almost having my leg amputated.
Mm-hmm.
When I left the hospital, I had a year and 2 months of twice a day home health care nurses coming to my house to do my dressing changes. My entire life, my entire day revolved around what time the nurses would come in the morning and what time the nurses would come in the evening. I had an open abdomen for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could only wear bibbed overalls. I had two pair of bibbed overalls. I had a casual pair and a dress pair.
just
to give your listeners an idea of the massiveness of my open wound and the seriousness of my condition, I started out with sepsis. And from sepsis, then it grew to Pseudomonas. And then they were treating me for MRSA or MRSA. And then I was given antibiotics for a condition called VRE. I had every superbug that you hear about on the radio or when you're watching the evening news. I had a cocktail of multi-drug resistant organisms. And so I was given 9 of the strongest antibiotics on the market. Two of my nurses told me and I had 2 IV poles, 1 on each end of my bed.
Apparently, Alicia, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Everything just kind of went staticky. Let's go ahead and do a test right quick with our producer to make sure that we're coming through loud and clear. Andrea, please let me know if you can hear us loud and clear. Alicia, go ahead and just say test right quick. Just let's make sure.
Test.
Okay, you're coming through loud and clear. Go ahead. So you were at the point where you were telling us about you had taken a whole bunch of antibiotics that were the top ones on the market today, and you left off where you were talking about the nurses and what they were doing that had to be done on a daily basis.
Yes, I was saying I had twice a day home health care nurses coming to my home. My entire schedule became devoted around what time the nurses would be coming to take
mm-hmm.
care of me. And
mm-hmm.
My wound went from my right hip across
mm-hmm.
my entire abdomen,
mm-hmm.
I would say about an inch below my navel, across
mm-hmm.
my pubic area, and across the top of my left thigh, over to the center of my left butt cheek. And the hole on the left side of my body was so deep that the doctors were considering putting a breast implant in my left
mm-hmm.
butt cheek because they thought it would never fill in properly.
Wow. Now, Alicia, are you saying that this disease, this infectious disease that you got while in the hospital, are you saying that it ate away at your flesh?
Yes. What happens is it's a disease. It's a bacteria that attacks the fascia of your body, which is the layer between the muscle and the fat in your skin, and it begins to eat away. And so my body, number one, I started to swell. I just was huge with toxins. And
mm-hmm.
then I started to have pustules and boils, and my skin just started rotting and decaying right before
wow.
my eyes.
Wow. And for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and you are listening to Alicia Cole, actress, businesswoman, patient advocate, who is sharing her incredible story of what happened to her. And for those of you that have been listening to this, know that Alicia was an actress and that this literally stopped her acting career cold. Right, Alicia?
Oh, yes. There was no way for me to be on a set. I couldn't even leave my house for extended periods of time because I was packed with gauze. And if I left my home for more than about an hour and a half, by that time the drainage would fill up the gauze and the movement would cause me to have drainage, which would then soak through to my clothing. And because I only had the one pair of bibbed overalls, I really could not afford to be out in public and start to have draining issues. And so my life drastically changed. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about patient safety and that I now go around the country and I talk to people about hospital-acquired infections. Because before this happened to me, Trina, I had no idea how pervasive hospital-acquired infections were.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never been sick a day in my life. So I thought as long as you take care of yourself and you're healthy when you go in for a medical procedure, and you have to remember, I was just getting fibroids out. That's something minor, and women all across the country suffer with fibroids and have what's called a myomectomy. Well, what I didn't know is that hospital-acquired infections are the fourth leading cause of death in this country.
And I don't think anybody listening knows that either.
No, absolutely. It's one of the best-kept secrets in healthcare. More people die from hospital infections than car accidents, breast cancer, and AIDS combined.
Wow. Now, that is huge. Wow.
And, you know, Trina, one of the things that when I talk, I also let people know is, in addition to those 100,000 people who die each year, and let me just kind of give you an understanding. A woman goes into the hospital to have fibroids, just like me, gets an infection from either a dirty operating room, like myself. My hospital was later cited for being in violation of 5 state laws and 10 federal laws for infection control and patient safety. And this is a top-rated hospital. So you might have someone who goes in for a knee replacement. We all know someone who has gone in the hospital, a neighbor's husband, for a knee replacement, got a staph infection, and passed away. Or, you know, grandma goes to the hospital for, you know, a hip replacement. Or I know a woman whose mother had gout and went to the hospital and got a hospital-acquired infection and passed away. So in addition to those people who pass away, 2 million people each year get hospital infections and live. So that comes out to 4,700 people are contaminated each day with a hospital infection. You know, you have a baby and you get an infection in your C-section. You don't pass away, but you spend the next 2 months packing your abdomen at home while you're also trying to care for your infant child. You know, or you have a surgery, a knee surgery, an elbow surgery, and you get an infection afterwards. And so it's very important that whenever you have a procedure done in the hospital, there's no such thing as a routine procedure. That's the first thing I tell people, especially if you are the breadwinner in your family, if you're a single mom or a single parent, you need to understand there's no such thing as a routine procedure. And anytime you're going to have something done, you want to make sure you have an advocate with you.
Someone that can speak on your behalf and make sure that you're being taken care of properly.
Exactly. My parents were my patient advocates, and I thank God for them because originally I told my parents, oh, it's going to be minor surgery. You don't need to come from Ohio. It's no big deal. And my parents were actually the ones who saved my life, which is another unique facet of my story. My mother was the one who spotted the signs of the disease. And she even helped the doctor cut me open, if you'll believe that. Oh, my goodness. It was totally surreal. My doctor...
Because they had to act right then and there, right? They had to get that poison out of you right then and there.
Well, that's what we were told, but there were some steps that should have been taken. I really should have been taken back to the operating room because my doctor cut me open down to the area where he put in the sutures, which is a deep organ type procedure, and so I really should have been taken back to the operating room for that. But, yes, it is imperative that a doctor act quickly when you've been diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis. It is a disease that kills within hours.
Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the terminology, necrotizing fasciitis, is better known as the man-eating flesh disease. And we have seen quite a few people in the news recently this year in 2012 that have contracted the disease. Some didn't make it and some did. And so, of course, Alicia, I think the death rate is very high on this particular disease, correct?
Yes, it is. And when you add to it, if you have other conditions going on, and if there's a delayed diagnosis, it can be extremely, extremely deadly. And so I'm very fortunate, number one, to be alive, and number two, to have my leg, because most of the survivors that I know are amputees. And that's the horrible thing about this disease, is that it takes hold of a limb or an appendage, and it basically, to give you an idea, it feeds off of it. And so they were preparing to amputate my leg, and thankfully we got the disease under control, and my leg was spared, although over the last 6 years, I've had a lot of nerve damage and scar tissue and adhesions in my groin area that give me trouble, and my leg goes numb from time to time. So I still have a lot of lingering damage and residual problems. But the good news is that I have my leg, so I am thankful and grateful for that.
And, you know, again, for those of you, I see we've had some people to tune in. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we are featuring wise woman Alicia Cole, actress, patient advocate, speaker, and her incredible story of survival from the deadly man-eating flesh disease, also professionally known as necrotizing fasciitis. Alicia, I wanted the women to hear your story. And, you know, I know this is a Successful Woman Radio Show, but they needed to hear where you've come from in this last few years, because I know that you have been through so much. And I want you to talk a little bit about the mental aspects. Where were you at in your mind? Because I know while you were in the hospital, you had to gird yourself and make a decision. I'm either going to die or I'm going to fight to live. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. You know, it's devastating, especially when you are used to and all of a sudden your health is and now
I'm sorry, hold on, Alicia. Apparently that static has occurred again. I want to just remind you not to move around. I'm going to you make sure that you can come through loud and clear. If you could go ahead and say test again, and we do apologize for the technical difficulties we've been having a little bit here on the show today. Alicia, go ahead and say test for us.
Test.
Okay, wonderful. You're coming in clear again. So you were talking about the mental aspect of, you know, not giving up and refusing to allow yourself to die, but to push forward.
Absolutely, Trina, because as I was saying, to be a healthy person, independent person, self-sufficient, and now I'm dependent on everyone around me, the doctors, the nurses, my family, my friends, it can be very, very humbling, very debilitating, and, you know, there were times I've been extremely depressed and had to fight through, you know, not wanting to get up, not wanting to move, not wanting to take that next step. And, you know, life goes on. So you have to reach deep down inside yourself and really determine that you want to live, first of all, that you do want to live and that you do want to get better and you do want to be successful. You have to make that up in your mind, deep down in your soul, and then start fighting. Start fighting your way back. Start getting in motion. You know, you talked about earlier, don't procrastinate. And when you are going through a traumatic situation, whether it's your health, whether it's a devastating blow to your business or your personal life, the tendency is to shrink back, to want to, you know, want to avoid the pain and to not deal with it. And so one of the things that I've learned is to just take a baby step. Just take a baby step each day. Set up a small victory for yourself. You know, and that little step will start to rebuild your confidence. And it will start to encourage you. And then the next day, you can take two baby steps. But the goal is to just stay in motion.
How did you keep your spirits up? How did you keep your spirits up during this time? I mean, because I know that, you know, there's a lot of pictures I've seen on the internet, and all I could do is just my mouth just dropped open. Because for those of you that have heard Alicia describe her incision and the gaping hole in her body, it's no joke. It's absolutely no joke. And I know that you had to look at yourself, and that's very discouraging when you see something like that. How did you keep your spirits high?
Well, you know, I was surrounded by a lot of love. First of all, my parents had come to be with me for the original surgery. They had planned to stay for 2 weeks. They ended up living with me for 8 months. And when they left, my sister came. When she left, my aunt came. I mean, my family rotated, and even you, Trina, came, and you took care of me for 2 weeks. And just that love of family and friends surrounding me, encouraging me, walking with me, doing dressing changes for me, helping me along, that kept my spirits lifted. And then when they left, when it was time for me to take care of myself, it's so funny, you talk about joy pampering and how important it is to do that. I'll tell you, one of my friends asked me, what do you do for yourself each day? What brings you joy? And I told him, I take my shower. And he said to me, well, Alicia, no, you've got to do something special. Everybody showers, and you've got to, that's not a big thing. And I stopped him, and I said, let me explain something to you. You're talking to a woman who could not bathe for 2 months. And then when I got out of the hospital, because of my gaping hole and the different types of medication and treatments that we were trying for with the wound care, there were days, sometimes weeks, I could not bathe and immerse myself in water. We had to do sponge baths. And so whenever I would get to the point that the doctor would okay me to take a shower, it was just like heaven. And I made it an event. I stayed in as long as I could, and I used, you know, shower gel that smelled good and lingered on my skin so that when I got in the bed, I smelled good, and it just put me in a happy place. So something as simple as that brought me joy.
Wow.
And so, you know, I want your listeners to understand it doesn't have to be something extravagant. It doesn't have to be something expensive. It just needs to be something that soothes you in your soul.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it could be the most simple of things. I want to talk about the good things that came out of all of this, because you started a very special organization, and I don't want to run out of time. We've got about a little bit less than 12 minutes, so I want to talk a little bit about your organization known as ASAP. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, actually, it's an organization started by myself and my parents, Ron and Betty, Mom and Dad. We really wanted to turn this into a positive experience. We
mm-hmm.
just feel so blessed that I'm still alive and that I have my leg. And, you know, just a way of helping other families and making
mm-hmm.
sure that no one ever has to go what my family has been through. And so we started the Alliance for Safety Awareness for Patients, and we call it ASAP, because
mm-hmm.
we feel that the time for patient safety is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are an education and awareness organization.
Mm-hmm.
I speak at schools, medical schools, and nursing schools, and do a presentation on patient safety and quality improvement in healthcare. I work with the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, speaking at forums and conferences. I work with hospital associations. And through the organization, we go to health fairs and hand out hand sanitizers and free literature on patient safety and how to have an advocate for your family and how to be a safe caregiver.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's just so important. I just want to let everyone know I've already used it. Alisa, you've helped me when I myself have gone in the hospital twice.
Yes.
And I was so concerned because I have Crohn's disease, and I can only think about you every time I go into the hospital or a loved one goes into the hospital. So, of course, I called you, and you told me exactly what to do to prepare my body before surgery. So I definitely want to thank you for that. And then my dad, who just recently had an arterial bypass, you were so comforting to me with that, to talk with me and let me know all of the things that I need to be aware of. And so as a result, and you never know how God brings someone in your life and why they bring someone in your life, but as a result of that, my dad caught a staph infection while he was being treated in the rehab facility. And they had to actually do a form of debridement. And I was able to call Alisa, talk to her about it, and she was able to calm me down. So, again, your organization, ASAP, is very, very, very important. And I just want to quickly give everyone the website. It's patientsafetyasap.org. Again, patientsafetyasap.org. And when you go there, you can see all of the pictures and the links and learn more about Alisa and the good fight that she is fighting in advocate of all people who go into the hospital, because, again, this is something very serious. And like she said earlier, you know, so many people die of hospital-acquired infections, more so than some of the most devastating diseases that we hear about. But it's not brought out in the general public, and we need to be made aware of that. So, again, I want you to go to patientsafetyasap.org and read all about it. Alisa, I know that there are a lot of women listening to you that have also probably been moved to start their own organizations, but they've never started their organization. And your organization has done so well, and you've done so much for a lot of people. Can you talk a little bit about fulfilling your dream and why women should go ahead and push forward to start an organization if that's their heart's desire?
Well, I believe that God gives everyone a vision and a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a desire in your heart and a business that you see and a nonprofit or an organization that fulfills a need in the you know a service, a product, lives better for people, you need to take the steps. Just write out the vision and make it plain. You need to be confident that if God gave you a vision, you have to trust in that.
Exactly. And I hope everybody is listening to this, because first of all, I know that you have so much wisdom, but not only that, you have a special skill. You were able, even on lying in the hospital bed, not knowing whether or not you were going to survive this, you made up in your mind, you pulled from within and made up in your mind you were not going to allow it to take you out in this manner. And I think that mentally, your mental ability is really what saved your life. And I want people to understand the power that we have to heal ourselves and the power that we have to move our lives forward if we really, really want to.
That's right. And, you know, Trina, it's all about once you make up your mind, you will find a way. When I first got out of the hospital, I was bedridden. And as I said, my abdomen was open and there was a gaping hole. I bought a talk-to-type program off of Amazon.com that had a headset. And so I would lay in the bed with the headset and the talk-to-type program, and I began blogging and I began writing because I could lay there and speak and the program would do the typing into my computer. And that's how I got started with my blogging and writing out my business ideas for the nonprofit and what I wanted to do. Since I couldn't sit up at the desk or at the table for long periods of time, and I would be laying down. So once you resolve in your mind and get determined, you will find ways to make it happen.
But you've got to resolve it in your mind first. And I think that's what happens with a lot of women. We want to give up too much. You know, we want to just give up and not move forward with our lives. We want to use excuses and we want to say we can't do it. But you guys are listening to someone who had every right to feel the lowest of low. She had every right to feel suffering and pain and sickness, and yet she chose to rise above that and make a decision. And she's telling you something very, very important, and I'm listening to that too, Alicia, which is to make the decision. Ladies, make the decision to move forward with your life, to accomplish your dreams and goals, because once you make your decision, things will come into play and you'll begin to see how you can make it happen. Alicia, you have, we talked about this interview, and I said, could you share three wisdom principles that you know can change the lives of other women? So at this time, I'd like to allow you to share those three wisdom principles.
Okay. One of the first principles that I've learned through my experiences in life is that you can allow any situation, whether it's a business defeat, a relationship problem, or a health issue, to either make you bitter or make you better. And so, you know, you want to always choose the option that makes you a better person, and to stay positive in your attitude and in your actions, because it is a choice. You can choose to go into bitterness and anger and resentment. Why did my business fail? Why did this happen to me? Why am I divorced? Why this, why that? Instead of saying, okay, what can I do better next time? How can I capitalize on what I've learned and become a better business person, a better life? And so the first thing is choose to be better, not bitter. Secondly, surround yourself with a good, strong team of positive and encouraging people, but also be prepared to go it alone. And I say that because, you know, I have such a strong, close-knit family, loving parents, sister and brothers who care for me, and just dear, sweet friends. And there are certain things that they can encourage me and lift me up and help me along the way and advise me, but then there are certain things that only I can do for myself.
Absolutely.
And so you have to be prepared to go it alone. You know, they say it's lonely at the top, and the more successful that you try to be and the more closely aligned you are with your vision, it can be lonely and isolating at times because you
mm-hmm.
are the one with the vision, not someone
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, Trina, I just want your listeners to understand that they can make a difference, and God uses everyone in a different way. So you don't have to be worried about the competition. You don't have to be worried that someone else is already doing that. You know, look at Starbucks and Folgers, and there's so many places, coffee shops, and they're all in basically the same business, coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they each do it a little bit differently. So
mm-hmm.
embrace what makes you uniquely you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then just take that difference, you know, what uniquely differentiates you and your product or your service or the way you deliver it, uniquely embrace yourself and know that everyone is different. And so the way you do something and the experiences that you bring to your life are completely different than what someone else brings to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I really appreciate all of the wisdom principles that you're sharing. Go ahead. Alicia, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Now I am, yes.
Okay. Absolutely incredible, and I'm hoping that everyone has taken some notes. I want to, again, call out the website for Alicia's nonprofit. This is the holiday season, and many of us give during this time of year. And, you know, even if it's $5, $10 that you can donate to Alliance for Safety Awareness for Patients, you should, because you, your family, everyone can tap into this wonderful nonprofit and gain knowledge and prepare yourselves if someone has to go into the hospital for surgery. At least you can know some of the things that you need to be watching out for, and you could save the life of another person. So please visit Patient, P-A-T-I-E-N-T, Safety, S-A-F-E-T-Y, ASAP.org. Again, that's Patient Safety ASAP.org. And make a donation. I want to encourage you to do that. Also, Alicia speaks all over the nation, not just on a medical standpoint, but she also speaks on a motivational standpoint. So, Alicia, how can they contact you if someone wants to bring you in for motivational speaking? How do people connect with you?
Well, they can email me either through the patient safety website, or I can also, I will give your listeners my patient25
mm-hmm.
at Gmail,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of my personal emails, patient25 at Gmail,
okay.
Because, you know, when you're in the hospital, they assign you a patient number, and it always intrigued me that we're reduced to numbers at a time when we're so vulnerable,
mm-hmm,
and we
mm-hmm.
really need that personal touch.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I was patient 25, so they can email me at patient25 at Gmail. And then also, just to let them know, they can follow me if they're on Twitter. I'm at Safety ASAP. So
okay. It's
Safety ASAP are the medical and health tips. And then also I have a personal Twitter that I use for inspirational thoughts and things like that, and that is at Ms. Cole to you. That's M-I-Z as in zebra, C-O-L-E, the number 2 and the letter U, Ms. Cole to you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, wow, we don't even have enough time. I just want you to keep talking. So you have to promise that you're going to come back and give us a part 2 of your experience and your wisdom and how to be successful women. You promise you come back.
I would love to. I would love to, and I thank you again so much for having me.
Thank you so much. What a absolute blessing, Alicia. Thank you so very, very much. And, of course, for all of you who are listening, this is such an important interview because we need to hear wise women, and we're going to have this interview on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website up and going this week as soon as we possibly can. So that you can also refer others to listen to it. We're running just a little bit over, but bear with us. I did want to give you 5 ways to get your strategy started, and so I quickly want to give you this because it's just good food for thought as you're moving forward. Number 1, ladies, make sure you evaluate the past performance of your business. Look at what's not working and don't try to revamp that and do it a different way. Go ahead and change and find a whole nother way to make your business grow based on your research. Number 2, ladies, you cannot do without a business vision. You just can't. So create your vision for the year. Ask yourself the question, what do I see myself experiencing through my business as a result of its financial success for the year 2013? And then number 3, develop your marketing strategy. We can't go without marketing. And don't just do what you see everyone else doing. You've got to base your marketing off of research, and you've got to look at how successful companies in your industry are currently marketing. Number 4, write your CEO job description. Now, this is something that I know most people don't do, but write a job description for your position because oftentimes I find that as businesswomen, we don't know what we should be doing on a daily basis. But we shouldn't always be just a laborer, but we should be running our companies and working on the business. So write your CEO job description. And last but not least, number 5, take action to implement your strategy. So again, I want to encourage you to work on your business strategy for 2013 and not allow that to get away from you. When we come back in just a few seconds, you're going to hear our inspirational thought for this week. I don't know about you guys, but we certainly have been inspired by actress, businesswoman, speaker, and patient advocate Alicia Cole. And I am just so honored that she was on the show today. And she gave us 3 things that are so very, very important. She said, number 1, choose to be better, not bitter. That is just an awesome piece of wisdom principle to live our lives by. Number 2, surround yourself with a team of individuals who are going to be supportive to you, but be prepared to go it alone. Sometimes we've got to go it alone. There are going to be people around us that can help us, but at the end of the day, we've got to cross the finish line. Number 3, realize that you can make a difference. You. Realize that you have your own DNA, that you can make a difference in the lives of other people, and you can make a difference for yourself. And those are the 3 pieces of wisdom that were given to us by Alicia Cole, our featured guest today. So I want you to hold on to that. But I also want you to hold on to this saying that I promise I would repeat as an affirmation for the rest of this year. Ladies, repeat after me. I walk and talk with courage, not fear, knowing that wealth has been mine for the taking all along. I'm excited, I'm grateful, I'm ready. Once more, I walk and talk with courage, not fear, knowing that wealth has been mine for the taking all along. I'm excited, I'm grateful, I'm ready. Ladies, it's time to cross the finish line. It's time to go after what it is that we want in life. And as you heard from someone today who has beat insurmountable odds, you've heard how she has pushed forward. And what she said was, once you make a decision to do something about it, things will begin to fall in place. So, ladies, I want to leave you with, again, encouraging you to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step, my sisters, step so far beyond your comfort zone. This is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio. I want to remind you to tune in next Monday, the 17th, as we listen to wise woman and multimillionaire Nicola Jackson on the 17th at 12 noon. Take care, everybody, and remember, walk in the light, walk in your wealth. Bye-bye.